It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Pleasure to have you with us today. It's a great opportunity for us to talk to you about Lincoln County. Of course, Carolyn Bauman is on the program today.
Hello.
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Does she sound familiar? Well, she was just on. And
I'm also the host of Buy Local Lincoln County.
And you do that every other week, is that right?
Approximately, yeah.
Okay, so you get to do a lot of talking today.
Yeah.
And I was listening to you on the way here and in the green room, and you sounded great. What a great conversation with Julie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Very well.
Featuring small businesses once a week.
Well, very well done, and I think having you now on to talk about the Economic Development Fund, the Community and Economic Development Fund through Lincoln County is really a great segue. We're just kind of going into kind of a nonprofit mode here. And
it's one more way that we help the economy, help it grow, help it be strong.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Carolyn, I pulled some of our recent awards from previous years, and you know, we've really or the county through lottery funds, and let's just talk about that for a minute. Where does the funding come from?
Well, what we're talking about today is called the Lincoln County Community and Economic Development Grant Program. Boy, that's a mouthful.
It is.
And it has been around for, if I was to make a guess, I would say about 15 years. I think the first round of giving was in around 2000 or 2001.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a yearly small grant fund opportunity that's been going ever since then with opportunities for nonprofits, local government, and academic institutions to access small economic development grants.
Yeah, and you know, looking back at our history here of who's been awarded monies, and typically we see quite a few applications,
mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
the commissioners or the board first, you know, sifts through all those applications and does a very difficult job of picking out, you know, those individuals that they decide to award the money to. And you know, looking back at our history, it's usually around $100,000, give or take, you know, usually a minimum, it seems like, of 10 recipients, sometimes more or less.
Yeah, because they do have an average, they have an average grant award that ranges from, I would say, you know, 8 to 12,000,
mm-hmm.
which allows for maybe 10 to 15 grants per cycle. You know, there is a ceiling of $15,000 on what you can ask for. So these are really small grants that stimulate some kind of a project or possibly a new idea or a capital campaign where you're building a building or something.
Yeah, well, let's go through some of the award recipients, you know, throughout the past here.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, Children's Development Network, their project was a Children's Development Network. Okay, well, I know that's just a brief explanation and I don't have the deeper details, but they were awarded $14,900.
Well, their application last year reflected the fact that you cannot have a good, strong economy without good, strong child care.
Hmm.
It is a need that our families have been expressing over and over. We do have quality child care. We don't have quite enough.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do through this Children's Development Network, what they're trying to do is just grow into more a wider reach of more child care all over the county.
So let's take a look at Friends of the Yahats Commons Foundation. Their project was a kitchen and meeting room improvements. They received roughly $13,000. Talk about them.
Well, that is a group that's very near and dear to my heart, as I am from Yahats, and I'm one of the founders of that organization. Friends of the Yahats Commons is a nonprofit group that has been around for, I would make a guess, 20 years or so, and their purpose is to help provide the money to upgrade the community center called the Yahatz Commons, mm-hmm. and to support some programming. And a lot of the programming has a fundraising aspect, so they're constantly raising money and putting it into the community. This fund, the Community and Economic Development Grant Fund, I am not a I don't want people to think that I judge these applications, because it's the board of directors of the organization, my organization, that gives them a first round review. And so the Friends of the Commons has simply been successful, several times, quite a few times. And this money has been used to help buy the, purchase and build the picnic shelter, which is a really nice space that you can gather in year-round.
Well, we're talking to Carolyn Bauman. She's the director of the Economic Development Alliance. Let's take a break, and when we come back, maybe we could talk about what economic development is, and then segue back into the Community and Economic Development Fund, how you can apply, what the time frames are for applying, and just more details. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday at 9 here on Connections, we have the chance to come to you countywide, whether that's through KWDP, KBCH Lincoln City, or, of course, KNPT Newport. And we are talking to Carolyn Bauman. She is the director of the Economic Development Alliance. And we're talking about the Community and Economic Development Fund. These grant funds are available roughly on a yearly basis for nonprofits. But Carolyn, maybe you could give us a little bit of a background about what economic development is. I mean, it has so many tangents. But in
sure.
the case of the Economic Development Fund in particular, for those that might, you know, have a nonprofit and they're thinking, wow, how can I possibly apply for this? You know, we have a criteria. Talk about that.
Sure, sure. You know, we were talking during the break about how Lincoln County needs to be very responsive to the citizens on, you know, collecting tax money and distributing it fairly and equitably for the things that a county is supposed to do. And actually, the state of Oregon, through its lottery program, particularly the video poker portion of the lottery, gives back. Lottery proceeds all go to the state, and then it gives back to the county a portion of the video poker that is collected in Lincoln County through people playing these games.
Yeah.
So it's all about making that money go to work. And this fund is one of the ways, not the only way, the county has chosen to do economic development by distributing a small amount. $100,000 a year is not very much, but it's the best that we can do, being a small county, and distributing it through organizations that help tie in the quality of life, the amenities, and the things that actually make our county an attractive and valuable place to do business.
Yeah, and when we think of economic development, I mean, there are so many aspects to it, but looking at those capital improvements, and clearly if you look at the eligibility and prioritization criteria
mm-hmm.
of basically guiding you to say, wait a second, what would I be applying for? I think it's important to emphasize that ongoing operational costs aren't considered, and those things like, you know, personnel, benefits, supplies, things like that are not things that you're wanting to put in your application.
Right, and it's not because we don't want to support the operations budgets, but through a grant that you only get a small amount and you don't get it every year, it is unwise to support operations with it. It's a much better choice, the commissioners feel, to put it into a one-time cost and a new roof on a building or upgrading a bathroom. To give some more examples, this
yeah.
fund has helped the Lincoln City Cultural Center to do all kinds of upgrades. They have a very active fundraising group up there for the Cultural Center, and they've got a really nice facility. By having that nice facility, they are supporting art galleries, dance studios, event venues. They're supporting activities within those walls that tie together the economy, knit people together, and help actually helping the business community in many, many ways.
Yeah. So, you know, for those who might get confused, you're talking more about these capital improvements, and someone might say, well, wait a second, you know, my personnel, this is clearly, you know, a part of helping me run my organization. Wow,
right,
why
right.
isn't that part of the criteria?
Well, you know, the fund is so small, and there I should point out here that Lincoln County actually has other funds. For example, the Nonprofit Social Services Fund, which is very geared towards helping the organization survive. And actually, there is room for operations and personnel in that fund. So the nonprofits themselves have other places they can go, even within Lincoln County. But this particular Economic Development Fund is ideal for a new venture that or something that has a jobs aspect, or even doing some feasibility studies, mm-hmm. or one-time expenses, and capital expenses are one of the uses that that seem to be quite successful.
Yeah.
Especially if you can show that this is building something in the community that will last. Another example is that Depot Bay has a municipal harbor rather than a port district. So they have a very low tax base to support that municipal harbor. City of Depot Bay has been able to help with specific upgrades, electrical upgrades, master planning, things that will really help that harbor.
Yeah. I guess, you know, in some ways it just really helps us narrow the scope and get
right.
a little bit more specific.
Right. We want to get good applicants, and we want the applicants to be thinking in terms of filling out a good application. So the applications and the grant cycle is in October, November. It is coming up, and we are going to be doing a training, which I believe is next Wednesday from 2 to 4. I believe that's the mm-hmm. 17th, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? September 17th from 2 to 4 at the Board of Commissioners Chambers. We'll be doing a question and answer period and a bit of training just to help orient groups that might be less familiar with this grant fund.
Yeah. So if you are listening to us and you think that you're a nonprofit, would like to have the opportunity to apply, but really want to understand exactly what you should be applying for, you can, of course, contact the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners office, Carolyn Bauman.
Well, you don't actually need to pre-register. You can just show up if you're interested. We don't need RSVPs. We just ask people to show up, and we'll collect your information there and gear our training towards the needs of whoever is able to make it.
Perfect. Let's take a break, Carolyn, and thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. We'll be back on County Connections. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Carolyn Bauman, Director of the Economic Development Alliance, also host here at these studios with Buy Local Lincoln County twice a month.
Twice a month, approximately, about the second and fourth Thursdays.
She was on previous to this show, but coming up there is going to be a training for the Community and Economic Development Grant Fund, and that is going to be September 17th?
Correct, at the Board of Commissioners Chamber. And that's, you know, in the courthouse on the bottom floor. For people that don't go to the courthouse very often, you do go around to the entrance that faces the parking lot.
Now, if you don't feel that you need the training, coming soon will be the opportunity to download the application, look at that criteria, a chance for you to fill that out. And Carolyn, I am looking at this application right here.
Yes.
Pretty simple, really.
It's
two pages. We have had some challenges, and that's probably what part of this training is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going over
mm-hmm.
this application and really helping you get it right.
Yeah, a lot of small nonprofits are or even, I would say, city departments, local government, ports, tribe, and academic institutions, well, the person filling out the application doesn't apply for grants all day long as part of their job. It's something that only comes up rarely. So we want to really encourage people to look at your budget for the specific thing that you're applying for and do a good, accurate budget about the sources of income and the expenses, what that will be spent on. Make sure it's balanced. We're not going to provide seed money to use next year, so that's kind of an important thing to remember in your budgeting. So you collect income, you spend it on the project, and you spend it all, and it's a project that can be done within a year. And how does it affect our economy if you successfully finish this project? These are all little detail things it's important to remember when you are filling out the application. And keep in mind that there's an economic, we want to have an economic impact if possible. There are many, many sources of income for social services and food pantry type services. Mm-hmm. However, for economic impact, there are very few, and so this fund is trying to be tailored for the economic impact. In other words, in the long run, does it support jobs? Does it help working families, such as child care?
Yeah, and remember, this information will be presented in this upcoming training, but, for example, if you don't attend the training, really, really look at that eligibility criteria.
Yeah, there's a guidelines page with criteria. These grants are scored, and all of the scoring is on that page, how they are evaluated, economic impact being one of them. But also, how well have you demonstrated that it will be successful? Your track record, your collaboration record. All of these things get scored by a board of directors of Economic Development Alliance on a scale, and they take a very hard look at these scores and add them up, and that's how they make their recommendations. It's not playing favorites.
Yeah, and then from there it goes to the County Board of Commissioners. Seems to me that they generally follow the board's recommendations, and then sometimes because more funding has come into the fund during that time period, oftentimes we see them, you know, maybe add an extra an award.
Yeah, they're able to add some, again, you know, taking a look at the scoring, sometimes they are able to add a few at the last minute, so it's not over till it's over.
Yeah. So we are talking to Carolyn Bauman. She is the director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. And Carolyn, I did want you to have an opportunity to talk about just how you can be contacted and, you know, as a general rule, in addition to the Economic Development Fund grants, you're available for other discussions about,
certainly.
Improving community economic development and business development in
general. We do a little bit of business advising, a lot of referrals. I am very much available through coastbusiness.info, our website. We're going to be doing some exciting work upgrading our website this year. We haven't done it yet, but hope to talk to you if you have any needs.
And I believe that's coastbusiness.info?
That's right.
Okay. Well, you've heard it. Thanks for joining us today. Thank you, Carolyn Bauman. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you same time, same place on Lincoln County Connections.